now we're going to switch our attentions to snooker on the programme, and anyone that is on social media, I suppose, especially Facebook, over the course of, you know, possibly the last couple of months, you'll see all the great images and, you know, all the updates on the All CYMS page, because you know, as I said on my own page there recently, y'all, our snooker and y'all is certainly buzzing, and we're going to say hello to the president of the All CYMS, which of course is Eddie Hickey. And Eddie, firstly, thanks for joining us on Drive Time Sport, and great to catch up again.
Hi there, yeah, thanks for having me. Anytime.
Yeah, and as I was saying, look, snooker buzzing in y'all at the moment. You know, the lovely facilities there in the Market Square and the All CYMS, the excitement, the crack, the banter, you know, it's a very special place. And I think, in fairness to, we'll touch on Aaron Hill there later on, you know, he had great words to say about the facilities down there and how special it is. And, you know, that's something that we're always proud of, and we're always, you know, yeah, so happy to talk about.
Yeah, Barry, things have been going exceptionally well this year. I suppose maybe after COVID hit that time and people were a bit apprehensive. But this year, really booming, you know, and like you said there, lads are going down, they're enjoying their snooker, there's a crack, there's a banter, there's a serious side when serious side needs to be there. And no, tremendous. It's great at the moment, Barry, to be fair.
Yeah, it sure is. Look, we'll go back. We spoke with, obviously, Brendan Cooney a couple of weeks ago. You know, he, I suppose, congratulated your son, Davy Hickey, on, you know, qualifying for the European Championships in Malta, going out and, you know, putting on a good show. He tried his best and stuff like that, and to be competing at such a high level was a remarkable achievement from the young lad. And I suppose, look, at when for anyone playing sport at a young age, the most important thing is that they're enjoying it, and no doubt he'll have more great days ahead to look forward to.
Yeah, Barry, we went out, to be fair, the lad, he had a good head in his shoulders. He didn't go out with any expectation. It was incredibly tough out there. You have the cream of the cream, really. And I suppose, you know, just to give an example, Barry, there was two lads out there that didn't even come out of their groups in the under 16s, but yet featured in the quarterfinals of the men's. So that just summed up the standard there, really. Look, there was five Irish lads in the under 16 out there. None of them came out of their group. He wasn't on his own. Of course, look, he's only 14 years old. He was disappointed for the whole of 2 minutes, Barry, but, you know, kids are great. They get over these things well. And, you know, to be fair, Davey will roll up his sleeves and he'll drive on. And there's plenty of competitions, whether it's in Carlow, ranking events, or aside in our own premises below in the Market Square. So, yeah, like I said, the good thing about lads Davey's age is they do get over these things pretty fast. But no, all credit to him. You know, he went out and he represented the All CYMS, and we were very proud of him, both as a family and organisation. So, yeah.
Yeah, fair play to him. Look, he is a wonderful young lad and a breath of fresh air to be around inside the hall, really. Moving on, of course, you know, Ross Bullman once again, you know, just incredible performances throughout the week in Malta. You know, we knew it was going to be, you know, a really tough competition. Lots of familiar names on the sheet, the entry sheets and stuff like that, and fellas that, you know, been on the pro circuit for quite some time. So it was going to be a real tough tournament. But once again, he does. You know, everyone connected to him, you know, his family and everyone else in the All CYMS, and of course Ireland, very proud.
Yeah, of course. Ross had a tremendous run out there, to be fair to the lad. There was 180 competed in it. He got down to the last four, so that's a lot of matches to get through, and it's not just physically but mentally draining. And to be fair to Ross, he got his head down there. He prepared right. He got there, and again, while he was there, he looked after himself right. Got to the last four. He was beaten by, what would you call, a seasoned pro in Michael Kloom in the last four. You know, like, all these matches, when you get to the last four, Barry, they're fine margins. You know, basically, whoever gets to the table and scores on that moment is probably the likeliest winner. And, you know, Ross Muir, who, again, just recently came off the pro circuit, only recently competed in the Welsh Snooker Open there. he only lost his card and actually went on to retain his card again, beating Michael Cloom, who defeated Ross in the semi-final. But again, like you said, Barry, you know, Ross can hold his head up high. His family, I'm sure everyone connected with him is very proud of him. And again, everyone here in the All-CMYMS were extremely proud of him. And you know, he flew the flag for y'all and Ireland. So, you know, fair play to him. And I'm sure, you know, if Ross has a great head on his head, and he's always knocking about in the business end, and you know, his day will come too. I've no doubt about that.
Yeah, for sure. An incredible achievement once again there to get to the last four of the European Snooker Amateur Championships in such a competitive field of talented snooker players. And of course, the good news soon followed for Ross Bullman, because you know, due to his you know, I suppose great performances at Q School last year, he was on, you know, a short list for the World Snooker Championships qualifiers, which take place, they get underway on Monday morning there in Sheffield. And Ross was listed among the couple of players that got the call up. So this is a very exciting time for him, and I know from speaking to him, and I'm sure you were speaking to him as well, he's buzzing for this opportunity once again.
Oh, it's a tremendous opportunity, Barry, and we were absolutely delighted when all of us around CIMS heard the news on Monday morning. And you know what? It's a great pick-me-up for us after being defeated, going so far and getting so close in the Europeans. It's a great pick-me-up. So, like, basically, he doesn't have to think too much about that defeat. It's on and upwards again, and you know, all these matches will put him in great stead, you know. And I was looking at the draw there. I know he drew Barry Pinches. He's knocking around a long time. It's again, it'll be tough going. It's played over one day, Barry. Best of 19, last man standing. You know, some great players in the world qualifiers. Stephen Hendry, 7 times world champion, is in it. Jimmy White, Ken Doherty, I could go on and on. You know, it's dog eat dog out there, but what an opportunity for him. And again, you know, I've no doubt he'll do everyone proud out there, and everyone in y'all surrounding areas and y'all CYMS will be rooting for him.
Yeah, for sure. And I suppose, look, we're not here to predict the winner of that match or anything like that. We're just looking forward to seeing him in action. But, you know, in truth, it is a 50-50 game. And if Ross performs as good as he can, there's every chance he could win that match.
Every chance, Barry, absolutely. You know, as draws go, Barry, you know, like I said, there is no easy draws. But, you know, like I said to you there a few minutes ago, again, it's, you know, whoever scores the most, and like both of them, you know, Ross is well able to score when he gets to the table. He knocked in 2 or 3 centuries out in Malta, and there was only a handful of lads done that out there. And you know, if the head is right, and you know, he's playing well on the day, and he scores heavy, definitely 50-50, Barry. So yeah, I think he has every chance. Why not?
Yeah, look, can't wait to see that game in action, of course, and there will be plenty of updates, no doubt, on the All-CYMS Facebook page. So that's Ross Bullman. If he wins, of course, he will take on Fraser Patrick in the next round, with a possible game against David Gilbert, if he could come through that. But look, we'll concentrate on his first match against Barry Pinches early next week, so can't wait for that. Elsewhere, non-team member tournaments have been something that have been going on at the All-CYMS over the course of the last couple of weeks. They've been a real hit with large attendances there on the Tuesday nights. Of course, I think we had 21 players there last Tuesday night, 6 red event, and just a wonderful atmosphere. And you know, great to see so many people enjoying snooker. Eddie, I know you were participating yourself, along with myself, of course, and you know, thanks to Brendan Cooney as well for, you know, putting on, doing great work, of course, with the handicaps and tournament director and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a real special place there on them Tuesday nights, Eddie.
Yeah, Barry, we decided to do this there a number of weeks ago. I know there was myself, Brendan Cooney, and yourself, to be fair, Barry. We kind of came up with the idea, and Brendan took it on himself to come in there, to be fair to him. And you know, Brendan is great with all these tournaments, and you know, he gives so much time, and I'd like to thank him for that. But Brendan came in as tournament director, and like you said, it's a non-team player event. And it has been absolutely brilliant, Barry. I you know, I was absolutely shocked and amazed about the numbers that have come into the hall with the last couple of weeks. Basically, is what we're having. We're having 4 weeks of a Barry, just a one-night flyer, and every week there'll be a winner, and we'll have a grand final then in 2 weeks' time. And so, yeah, you know, like Barry, it gives lads who never got an opportunity to play in team events and stuff, you know, it gives them an opportunity, and they love it, and the buzz down there, and the crack, and the banter, and, you know, like, there's nobody begrudges anybody winning. It's not about the win, you know, it's just a flyer, and, you know, the more of these we can hold, the better. And the plan will be, Barry, when that grand final is over, I hope to drive on. I know I spoke to ourselves about it in the last number of days. We're going to drive on and do something different again for the next few weeks. Just to keep, while the interest is there, why not keep it there? So it's great, and everybody enjoys it.
Yeah, it sure is, and looking forward to the Tuesday night there again. I'm sure there'll be another great turnout elsewhere. Obviously, look, plenty of local tournaments still ongoing. We'll be coming into our, I suppose, kind of off-season period now shortly, but you know, I'm sure everyone will continue to play snooker over the summer months, because people are enjoying it so much.
Yeah, I hope so, Barry. Yeah, and by the looks of things, I don't see why not. It seems to be a great meeting place in the down in the marketplace there for everybody. And like I said, if lads can go in, and if they don't want to play a game of snooker, they can go in there to the reading room and have a chat. They can watch a football match, they can watch EastEnders, Coronation Street, whatever lads are into. But you know, it's great to see so many lads in one place getting on, Barry, and you know, that's what you all see why YMS is all about. It's not about oh, you know, filling the meters and getting money and all. It's about bringing everybody together, and you know, we're a community based organisation, and like personally myself as president of the LCOMS, I love to see it, and I know stalwarts there like Brendan Cooney, you know, once people are coming in and enjoying themselves and there's a smile on their face, Barry, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, far sure. Yeah, look, very, very exciting time. So much going on. We'll be all rooting for Ross Bullman next week. Can't wait for that. I think that's about it. Anything else you would like to add before we finish up?
No, Barry, I suppose, look, there during the week we had Aaron Hill down there for an exhibition. And, you know, Aaron is an up-and-coming young professional. You know, he got his car there 4 years ago. And he's on the circuit there. He's only one, I think, of four, possibly five professionals in the country. And again, he's going out to Sheffield next week playing the World Qualifier. So we said we'd like to come down and support another local Cork lad. And he came down to the Market Square, and we had an exhibition there with we picked seven players, Barry, one frame each, but this time we done it a bit different compared to other pros that we brought down. We decided to give some lads an opportunity who've never had the opportunity, and lads who've done a lot of work for CYMS down through the years. So we had Aaron Tobin, Ross Bullman, and Adam Fitzgerald were three players from the A team. They played them. We had Eric Hassan and Rhys Roach from the ULC team, who went so close in the Cork Leagues this year. You know, again, it was a nice reward for them who done so well this year, you know, and got to two Cork finals. And then, Barry, we had yourselves, actually. You had the pleasure of playing Aaron, and Gary Roach. And, you know, again, to be fair to you, Barry, I mentioned it several times anytime I spoke to you. You do a tremendous amount of work for us. And again, you know, it's just a small reward to, you know, put it back, but what we get back off you. And Gary Roach, I have to mention him. Gary,
the headline act.
Gaza, the headline act, yeah, around y'all. He, Gaza has been our caretaker there for the past 6 years. And, you know, what a guy, you know. Every time you go in, our rooms are in spick span, you know, tip-top conditions. And, you know, tables are perfect and playing conditions are perfect, and the place is heated and stuff. And you know, anything he has ever been asked to do in 6 years. And you know, I rang him last week and asked him would he be interested in playing, and the guy was absolutely thrilled and delighted. And I received a lovely text off him yesterday just to say thanks for the opportunity. And you know what, it's like I said, it's not all, it's, it's not always very about, you know, your top lads playing these guys. It's nice to break it up, and, you know, I firmly believe it was the right decision we made, and it's something I would look at going forward, actually. It's not all about, like, at the end of the day, it is an exhibition. And to be honest about it, Barry, yourself and Gary Roach, you potted first red in each of your matches against Aaron Hilden or Knight, and it's a long time since I heard a roar like that inside in the CYMS, the place you're up to. So again, a bit of banter, a bit of crack, but it was a great night, and I'd like to thank Aaron Hill for accepting our invitation. You know, a lovely lad, and again, I'd like to take the opportunity to wish him the best of luck in the World Championship qualifiers next week.
Yeah, very well said, Eddie. Look, it was one of those very, very special nights, and, you know, great to see so many people coming down to watch it as well. And it very much still is the it's a couple of nights on now, but it's very much the big talking point still, with so many wonderful images. You know, a big thanks there to Mick Cozzy as well and all his great work. You know, it's great to see all them pictures and videos as well online, Eddie.
Yeah, again, I'm glad you brought that up there, Barry. It slipped my mind, and it shouldn't. Mick Cozzy, again, he's brilliant for us in the CYMS. He posts pictures. He comes down, takes pictures. Any event we have, Mick is, you know, there's no such thing as no one. Mick's vocabulary. You know, he's a great asset to our CYMS. And again, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank him. And like you said, if anybody who missed the night and like to see, you know, what happened in the night, like, there's a story alone and the pictures in Facebook. It's great coverage, to be honest with us.
Yeah, very well said. And just finally, before we finish up, we'll just, I suppose, speak on Keane McCarthy winning the Noel Dempsey Memorial last night. But just in terms of, you know, Aaron Hill and the All CYMS, I thought it was fantastic personally for the All CYMS to support, you know, a local Cork Irish professional snooker player. You know, things can be tough on the professional circuit with expenses and stuff like that. And I thought it was a fantastic gesture by the All CYMS to support Aaron Hill. And I know it's something that his family and himself were so thankful for.
Yeah, Barry, you know, I spoke to Aaron for a few minutes before the exhibition the other night, and he was extremely grateful that we for the invite. And, you know, he was telling me, you know, how tough it is. Like, again, I heard Brendan Cooney on your show there a few weeks ago, and he was explaining, you know, that, like, when you turn professional now, it's you get 20 grand. Now, it is a carrot, but Barry, 20 grand, if you're flying to Australia or China or Germany or wherever it is in the world, don't be long being swallowed up, and you've hotels to pay for and this and that. And, you know, I got the other side of that. I could see the other side of the coin the other night, you know, when obviously the Ronnie O'Sullivan's and Judd Trump's of this world, you know, they have an extremely different lifestyle. But they're so successful. But for a young lad like Aaron, you know, like I said, he took the challenge on board when he got the pro ticket, and he's a good lad, and I think good things come to good people, Barry, and hopefully his time will come too, you know.
Yeah, definitely, Eddie, and I'm sure as well, such a talented snooker player. Finally, of course, as I said, the final of the Noel Dempsey Memorial snooker tournament took place last night. That was for non-team playing members. Keane McCarthy got the better of my good self in the final there by 2-1. So it was another tournament that was well supported, and another one or two that have been drawn out over the course of the last couple of days. Plenty of games already played in them, which is always great to see.
Yeah, I'd like to congratulate Keane there on winning that last night. Barry, commiserations to yourself again. A bit like Aaron Hill, Barry, I'm sure your day will come too. We're all rooting for you, Barry, don't worry. The non-team members our non-team members tournaments are very popular, huge entry again. They're very tough to win, Barry. But like I said, they're coming ticking fast, and I'd like to thank the Dempsey family there. I was actually looking at the trophy there. It's a fabulous trophy, and please God, Barry, next year you'll get your hands on that one.
Yeah, sure. Look, we won't give up any, Eddie, and certainly enjoying it, which is all part and parcel of our great sport. So look, I know we've got through a load there. We had plenty to talk about, which is always a good sign, and we hadn't caught up in a couple of weeks, so it was great to highlight all the recent success and recent stories, and no doubt we'll be keeping in touch going forward. And we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on Drive Time Sport, and we'll catch up again soon, Eddie.
Thanks very much for having me, Barry. Thank you.